Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
When they're on stage performing, dancers are supposed to move. They're not supposed to talk and share personal stories about themselves. But the audience gets to hear from them in a new work by the Kambata Dance Company. Dancer Meredith Salee.
I put my right foot on the inside of my left knee and
it's a flamingo.
It looks like a flamingo, and I say that in the piece.
You do that when you're standing in line at the grocery store?
I do, yes, or brushing my teeth. And I've done that since I can remember. One day, my mom, shocked, she goes, "How did you learn to stand like that?" And I go, I don't know. I've always done this. And I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Your father did that."
What shocked Celie's mother was that her daughter grew up without her father around.
I don't have any, memory of seeing him stand that way. I definitely was able to relate and feel a little strange and go, "Whoa, that's me, but it's you."
That feeling of suddenly seeing yourself in someone else or of seeing them in you is the central theme of the work. Cyrus Kambata is the choreographer. He sits on a bench leading five dancers in rehearsal.
Would you just take a minute and go over that?
This piece is called India Calling. He leans over and tells me it's really personal.
The story that's told just before this is that of my mother going to India and meeting my father. And that's what starts off her solo here.
In the piece, there are live monologues by the dancers, as well as videotaped interviews of people talking about the gestures they've inherited.
One of them's with me, and my experience of having met my father after 28 years of not having seen him.
Kambata's father is Persian. His mother is American. They met in India in the late 1960s, and after getting married, moving to the States, and having kids, they got divorced. Kambata was really young when his father left.
And then all of a sudden, I really had this desire to find out who my father was and what was he all about.
Kambata tracked him down through tax records. And when they met, he was really struck by the mannerisms they shared.
I just got to watch him move, because he moved a lot as he was talking. And I just had this, it was unspeakable revelation that I shared a lot with this man. He was smaller than I was, and but his gestures, it's the way he would move his wrists. There were certain things that there were like flashes. Like I literally felt at moments I was watching a little flash of myself.
Kambata started his company more than 20 years ago when he was a dance and theater student at NYU. His company and dance works have performed throughout the world. In 2001, he relocated to Seattle, and his company has been based here ever since. It took Kambata 16 years from the time he met his father to create India Calling. And because the material shared is so personal, people have asked,
"Does it make you uncomfortable to be so vulnerable, to expose so much?" And I never really thought about it. I didn't think about it. I'm just exploring the feeling that I have in my life as I would like, as I think the purpose of art is, to have some self-reflection, is to reflect back on ourselves.
India Calling is set to music that features an ancient Indian stringed instrument called the veena. The piece is for five dancers. They wear red shirts and loose pants. The choreography is fluid and lyrical, and it features other movements that are unique to each dancer. Meredith Salee is the dancer who stands like a flamingo.
Cyrus saw me warming up one day, and he was like, "Wow, look at that, how you move your spine." And he's really, I came in one time, right? It was during the summer, and we explored that.
Salee shows me what she's talking about.
It comes from this, and there's a lot of in and out.
She moves like a cobra, using the top of her head, her torso, and her spine. It's a move you might see a certain pop star perform.
It does look like something Michael Jackson, or there's like breaking or popping and locking.
Kambata says the move also reminds him of Bollywood.
Which I like in this piece, because it kind of, there's this movement, and these types of movement, which cross cultures. And you can find elements in all different cultures, and just like genetic material. And that's what's fascinating about this is little snippets. They call them memes sometimes, or like cultural memes, little elements that get passed from one person to another and then from larger group to a larger group.
The bendy snake move paired with the flamingo pose is something you would never see in classical ballet. But this is contemporary dance, where anything goes. India Calling is a tapestry of movement crossing cultures and generations. And it fits squarely in the mix of pieces being performed by the Seattle International Dance Festival. Cyrus Kambada is the artistic director of that 10-day festival. It brings modern dance companies from India, Germany, West Africa, Switzerland, as well as the United States. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.